Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Tuesday morning, May 18th, 2021. And tonight is a city commission meeting at 7 o'clock here in the city of Manhattan. And we have a couple of guests in, as we do every couple weeks here. And Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear is one of them. He joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Mayor Wynn Butler joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on here this morning, and might just start things off here as kind of a milestone day here for the city. Actually, yesterday was, but we didn't have you on yesterday, and that's because we have you on today. But the mask ordinance comes to an end here as of this past weekend, and it's good news, I think, for a lot of folks. People are excited about that. Some people are still pretty concerned that we're still in the pandemic as well, but I thought we might just talk about some of the changes here, the city's operations here now that we have no mask ordinance in place, and probably start with you, Mr. Fear.
Sure, thanks, Brandon. Yeah, so the ordinance that we've had in place since it's been extended a number of times, but it started back just after the July 4th holiday last year, and so. That expired at midnight, Sunday night, and started off the work week yesterday without that restriction. At city workplaces then, so you're not no longer required to wear a mask when you're entering the facility. We've returned to in-person and transit. We'll be transitioning all of our advisory boards and other meetings to in-person. Over the next few weeks, the City Commission will start that. Of course, the City Commission's been meeting in person, but we've had restrictions with masks and social distancing. We'll be back to a more typical and normal setup tonight for the commission meeting. You'll see that kind of going forward. And we still certainly, if employees want to wear a mask or citizens want to wear a mask, they may do so, but it's no longer required.
All right. And so no longer limited then to 29 people for the meetings either?
That's correct. We're back to our typical seating.
Okay. Well, it's certainly something, and we were talking here before the program, Mr. Butler, about some of the lessons learned here during this thing. And of course, we all know the mask issue has been a very polarizing issue. Some agree with it, some don't. Politics got in the middle of this, obviously, here in the last year. But here at the local level, what did you most learn about the way we coordinated this whole effort?
Yeah, my main takeaway from this is I was just disappointed that our EOC process, which works real well for tornadoes and floods, did not work real well through the pandemic because we just could not get all the local government entities to agree. And that was my main point, because the mask ordinance, I voted for it the last time it was extended, and that's the only time I was for it. And I did it because it's the only time we actually had the county and the city and the health department all in agreement. And that, to me, was always the goal, that we should have had one unified message. And we were unfortunately unable to accomplish that. And that's the biggest takeaway. And maybe it's just because of the nature of the pandemic. It seemed to work for everything else, but I'm highly disappointed in the fact that we just could not get the city, the county governments, and the health department all on the same page.
Well, now that it does feel strange not having it in place here after it's been in place since July of last year, but I'm curious, Mr. Fear, if you're getting any businesses that are reaching out to the city maybe for just sort of guidance on what they should do.
So I don't know that we're getting a lot of inquiries, but obviously businesses can continue to require that. They're even though they're not, the mandate is not there, they still have the ability to control their own environments, just like you do. Sometimes used to see more prevalent signs of no shoes, no shirt, no service type of thing. So they can still require masks to be worn. And if folks don't comply with that, they can certainly have some, the police can be called, and they can be trespassing issues there. So they're, it is up to each individual owner at this point, whether they want to comply. Now, having said that, a lot of federal facilities still are under that mandate. The FAA and the Transportation Security Administration, and the there's a continuing presidential order that requires federal facilities to continue to wear masks. So you're still required to wear a mask out at the airport terminal. Certainly if you're flying, a lot of different type of entities that get federal funding have to also continue that mandate. So I'm pretty sure the transportation agency, Flint Hills ATA, is required to require those masks. So federal offices, if they're open, would be required. So those are it's. I think we've all gotten used to finding a place in our vehicle to hang our masks and have them available. So it's still probably a good idea to have that. And certainly, you know, just the changing guidelines from CDC and other aspects relative to vaccination and mask recommendations. So all of those tend to fluctuate and influence folks on what they maybe should do or should consider possibilities. So relative to those aspects.
Yeah, I think we're in a good place. It's, you know, individual choice, individual business choice. And the only thing I recommend is people need to be reasonable. Like I went to one coffee shop and it had a sign on front, as Ron said, and it said no mask, no service. So clearly that particular shop wants you to wear a mask. So what you need to do is put it on if you plan on getting coffee in there. If not, go somewhere else. And that's individual choice. And each business can do that. And I know that there's a few in town that are still requiring it. And so, you know, if you plan on shopping in there, you know, don't make a scene. Either go along with what the owner wants, because that's their right, or go shop somewhere else. And I know the corporate stores are going to have various policies. I think Target put out that they were going to go with whatever the local ordinances were. But you're going to see individuals in those stores that choose to wear a mask anyway. No one's going to be forbidden from wearing a mask in a store that says it's okay. And I just don't want to see us create any, you know, additional conflict because we're fighting over someone's, you know, individual liberty where they can decide to wear a mask, or a business can decide that they want you to wear a mask. And we've got to all cooperate in that. We don't need to make this thing any worse than it has been.
Yeah. You know, I liken it. It's no different. Last Friday, I went to go eat in Aggieville, and there was I was looking for a place to park. Went into one of the parking lots nearby. Got flagged. Said, "Please don't park here in front of my business." You know, it was a little local barbershop. He told me not to park there, so I respect it, and we'll park somewhere else. Walked a little further. So it's kind of the same thing here. You respect the business owner's requests.
Yep, agree with that 100%. And I think we're going to see that. I went to a restaurant last night, and the owners decided they were still going to have the wait staff wear masks. So they were still masked. And people came up and saw the wait staff in masks, so they put theirs on, even though the restaurant doesn't require it for you to wear it inside. But people just weren't sure. And so rather than cause an issue with the staff, because they were really, you know, concerned about the staff, don't want to put them in a bad way, a lot of the people had that on, but I asked the management what they were going to do. And they said, "Well, we're just going to see how people react for the next few days. And then we'll make a determination if we're going to require the wait staff to wear masks." So of course they'll always have the option to wear it if they like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm curious. So the Manhattan Area Recovery Task Force has been meeting monthly here, or I think monthly, on a monthly basis. Will that continue here going forward now that this has been lifted? I guess there are other issues they're tackling.
They did meet last week, and they did decide to meet at least one more time in June. And just again, that's part of recovery, and there's been obviously different phases of recovery. So they at least decided to meet in June again.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's take our first break. We'll kind of get into what's going on in the meeting here tonight. City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler are our guests on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.